Today, Shiri Mishnah Berurah is Daf Pei Aleph Omud Aleph, and we're continuing in the halachos of who is eligible to be the chazan. We're in Simen Nun Gimel, and we're up to Seif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein levarech alatifas tzitzis bein psukah dezimra liyishtabach. A person should not put on his talis, as well as see his tefillin as well, between the saying, concluding of the psukah dezimra and the start of yishtabach. Instead, ela bein yishtabach liyotzi, he should finish off yishtabach and then put on his talis or tefillin. That's the mechaber. The Ramah adds, Ayin lekamun simen and dalet sif gimel, and Hagah, miyu hashliach tzibu im lohya talis techila. This was the rule that the Mechaber said was for the people davening in the shulah by themselves. But if you're the chazan, you didn't have your talis and tefillin, and now they come, they're available now, yisati betzitzis kodim shiasli yishtabach. He should put them on right before yishtabach. Kedei sheyomer akadish miyad acha yishtabach v'lo yafsik. So there shouldn't be any hefsik or interruption between his saying yishtabach and saying the kaddish. Now let's understand this better. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay. When we said that the person should not put on his talis right before yishtabach, afilu im lo hayelo talis arato. That's even if he didn't have any choice. His talis was at home, somebody was getting it for him. Meanwhile, the tzibur started davening, he wanted to daven with them. So he just finished oz yashir, he's about to say yishtabach, and now they're bringing his talis. So even though he hasn't started yishtabach, v'avshu ben haprakim, this would be considered in between the paragraphs, mikol makom kivon shabrocha koyal psukah dezimra, since the bracha yishtabach is the concluding bracha of psukah dezimra. And he finished the psukah dezimra, so ein roi shehei hefsek beinom levein bracha achrona dihu. So therefore, it's inappropriate if he should pause and put on his talis and tefillin at this point in time, because then the concluding bracha yishtabach isn't directly related to the psukah dezimra. And ideally, you should make the bracha concluding Psukah Dezimra right after you said the Psukah Dezimra. So therefore, the individual should first say Yishtabach, say the concluding bracha of the Psukah Dezimra, and then put on his talis and tefillin. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, if you got your tefillin by Ashrei, you got your tefillin at some other point earlier in the Psukah Dezimra, so then, Al Koparim Bein HaProkim Yaniach HaTalis Vivarach. So after you're done with a paragraph, you just finished Ashrei, so before you start the next paragraph, then put on your talis and tefillin. When we call Shekinlin and tefillin, this is certainly true for talis, and it certainly is well for tefillin. The Mutar Levarach Aleihem Bein HaProkim, that a person is permitted and should put on his tefillin in between the paragraphs and say the bracha, and then continue with the Psukah Dezimra. And he says, "Ubefrat imu berabim umisbayish leishi b'li talis and tefillin." This is especially so if he's embarrassed. Everybody else around him has talis and tefillin on, and he doesn't. So he certainly is allowed to, in between the paragraphs of the Psukah Dezimra, put on his talis and tefillin with the bracha, and then continue the Psukah Dezimra. It's only if he's up to yishtabach that he should wait to finish yishtabach and then put on the talis and tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Vav, this was true for tzitzis, for who had dinlin and tefillin, as we brought down already. And he brings his name of the El Yerabah. In Sivkot and Zayin, he writes, you should put on the talis and tefillin bein yishtabach liyotzer, kol zehu davkim lo hayelo mikodem. This is all true if you didn't have the talis and tefillin beforehand. Dilav hachi gamza also. But if you did have them beforehand, so then it's inappropriate to put them on right now. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu footnote number 14, brings down from the Igros Moshe the reason, shu knas, the rabbis instituted a penalty, amash yiskavin l'hafsik b'chinam, that you intentionally didn't put them on. You waited till this point in time. So the rabbi said, now you can't put it on. And he brings this down. This is what the Ramah says when he writes, ayin l'kam and simen nun dal, siv gimel. That's what the Ramah is alluding to, this din. Sivkot and ches, going on the idea that the chazan does, however, put it on before yishtabach. Why? The gnai hu l'tzibu lahamtin ola bin yishtabach l'kaddish. It would be a gnai for the tzibu. It would be not appropriate for the tzibu to have to wait for the chazan after he concludes yishtabach, before he says the kaddish, to put on his talis and tefillin. V'gam ha-kaddish kor lo yishtabach. And the kaddish also goes on yishtabach. And if he has a pause in between, that's not right. Therefore, the chazan should be misatev kekef betalis. He puts on his talis and tefillin right before the wadim betfillin. Same thing is true for the tefillin, as I already mentioned. V'yavarach, he makes the bracha, and then he says yishtabach, and then he says the kaddish right afterwards. Achim lo yivilo atalis adli achash gomi yishtabach kodush amar kaddish. But if he only got the talis after he said yishtabach, he didn't think he'd have a talis. And now they bring him the talis, then even the Mishnah Berurah says, in that situation, yochol aliach shom levarach v'akol yamtinu. Then in that situation, he can put on the talis and the tefillin right after yishtabach. The tzibur will wait for him, and then he'll say the kaddish. Why? Hoel v'yev shor b'lav haki. There was no alternative. As will be explained, the Mishnah Berurah says, and so simen nun dalet in the Ramah over there. We continue back in the Ramah. The Ramah adds, and he further states, v'chein im ein minyan b'veis ha-knesses. You have, unfortunately, only 9 people there. So you start davening, because people have to get to work, so you start davening up to yishtabach in the hope that somebody will come. Tzibur is waiting by yishtabach till the 10th person comes. So they should wait there. Yamtin Ashliach Tzibur im Yishtabach. The Tzibur should wait there until the minion comes. The entire Tzibur, however, says Yishtabach, but the Chazim doesn't say Yishtabach, and he should be silent. V'yishtok achi yavo minion. He should wait till the minion comes. They called up somebody, and this guy's coming. He'll be there in 5 minutes. So everybody else davens up to and including Yishtabach, but the Chazim doesn't say Yishtabach. And then when the tenth person comes, v'yomer Yishtabach, v'kaddish, and this is the opinion of the Mariel. Many of the Ashkenazi customs follow the opinion of the Mariel. In Sifkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is so the Chazan can go straight into Yishtabach and then say the Kaddish right afterwards. But the individual who doesn't say the Kaddish himself, so he can say including Yishtabach because that's the concluding brach of the Pesukah de Zimra, no reason to wait. Similarly on Shabbos, the person davens fast in a Shliach Tzibur and he wants to go up to Yishtabach, Yom Yishtabach Miyad, he can go all the way through to Yishtabach and wait over there. And of course, he's not allowed to talk, he's not allowed to do things that are inappropriate at that point in time, but he can say the Yishtabach. Sivkot Nyur, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yishtok, they wait there silently. Pira Shalo Yavsik Badibor, you're not allowed to talk at that point in time. You would be allowed to look at a sefer and scan the sefer, but you wouldn't be allowed to learn the sefer out loud. How much long should you wait? You can wait there for even a half an hour. The Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down that according to many, this literally means a half an hour. He brings down and the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shu'a Shir, Shi'esh Bo Kedei Ligmor is called Psukah de Zimra. This is the amount of time it should take somebody to daven from Baruch Shomer until Yishtabach. That's a Musa Haskel for us that they take a half an hour. I dare say most Minyanim don't take a half an hour. The Lushe Srod brings down that this is actually a half an hour. And the Elia Rabba brings down in the name of the Mariel that you can even wait longer than a half an hour, a little bit more, the Yoser. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down, Ad Karav L'chatzi Shor V'lo Yoser, not more than a half an hour. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, Vafilu Shor Machmas Ones Kedei Ligmor Kula, if you for extenuating circumstances have to wait for a longer period of time, Ein Tzorech L'Achzor L'Rosh, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Psukah de Zimra. The Yishtabach can still be concluded on the Psukah de Zimra that you said. In Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Chazan then says Yishtabach and Kaddish when they were waiting. However, Im Gomer Gam Kein Birchus Yishtabach. They didn't think the minion was going to come. The guy wasn't showing up, so the Chazan also starts to say Yishtabach. And then suddenly the tenth person walks in, V'yachar Kach Bo Minyan. So then the Mishnah Berurah says Yomru Al Koponim Shlosha Psukim Mipsukah De Zimra V'yuchal Hashliach Tzibur Lomar Kaddish. We talked about this din in other places that you just can't say Kaddish. The Kaddish has to be on something. So if you didn't have by the Korbanus section a minion, and now the minion comes in, you just can't say Kaddish. You have to say three psukim. That's the shir that the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, a kapitel tilim or something like that. One of the kapitloch of the psukah de Zimra, you repeat over, and then you have the right to say the Kaddish. Without this, kibalav hochi, ain lama Kaddish. Then you don't have the right to say Kaddish. Kivishlo yubay samiris ksas psukah de Zimra, or Yishtabach, al koponim. Because you didn't have the minion there when you were saying the psukah de Zimra, or Yishtabach. So therefore, there's no right to say the Kaddish. So therefore, you have to say a couple of psukim. In Dirshu footnote number 17, he brings down that even if only the Chazan says it, that would be adequate. And he says that nothing wrong, certainly, if the Tzibur says it, but at least if the Chazan says the psukim while there are 10 people present, that would be adequate. And he can then say the Kaddish. Now we go to Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit is an extremely important Sif, which talks and begins to tell us the requirements for who should be chosen to be the Chazan. The Chazan is the Shaliach Tzibur. He is the messenger on behalf of the Tzibur. And even though nowadays most people are davening on their own, and the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have the same function as he did in the past when they didn't have Sidurim and people were illiterate and didn't know the davening, and the Chazan was literally being motzi the entire Tzibur in the davening, which isn't the case today, nevertheless, we still are very strict in these conditions, in an ideal fashion at least, and wherever possible, as much as possible, to select the most appropriate person to be the Shliach Tzibur, to be the Chazan. And the Mechaber writes, Shliach Tzibur Tzorich Shiyeh Hogun. The Shliach Tzibur has to be a person who's worthy to be the Shliach Tzibur for that call. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Nos no alai bikolo al kain sneisiyah. If people don't have the proper voice, so to say, the proper person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with this, he hates this. And on this, Chazal say, Yomru Chazal, Zeh Shliach Tzibur Shein Ohogun. This Pasuk is referring to a Shliach Tzibur that was chosen, who's not appropriate, is not worthy to be the Shliach Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah states that there are many Svarim, many great Rabbanim who have written extensively on this subject. Bigodel Ginus, in terms of the tremendous degradation, Haman and Shliach Tzibur Shein Hogun, for those that appoint the Shliach Tzibur who is not appropriate and worthy. Why? Kimonim Ayideze Tov Mi Yisrael, because they're preventing Klai Yisrael from getting good. all the benefits that Shliach Tzibur could bring. If he's not an appropriate Shliach Tzibur, those benefits will not come to the Tzibur, so they are the cause of that, so therefore this is a terrible travesty. In Dvirshu footnote number 21, he brings down, later on from Simon Tof Kuf Pei Aleph, Shamasayeya L'Shliach Tzibur Sheino Hagun. If one goes and is on the board, or he is a gabbai in the shul, or whatever, and he assists in appointing an inappropriate Shliach Tzibur for that shul, Ki'ilu gozel tov min hakol. He's considered like he stole the goodness that was destined to be brought down upon the kahal. The osid litenes adin, and he'll be held accountable when he's 120. He's going to have to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, it states over there, sheyodeh ba'atz mosheno baki ma'od. If somebody himself knows that he's not really worthy to be this shliach tzibur or any other service in the shul, v'yodeh lishmor afilu mishkoga, and he doesn't know how to really prevent himself from doing accidental sins, such a person should refrain from taking upon himself such communal responsibilities. And if he's not appropriate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait to punish him, but this person gets punished right away. So this is a very strong warning for both the people that select the chazan and for the chazan himself to understand he must truly be worthy of the position. In Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah starts to outline some of the definitions that we use for Hagun and some of the other requirements of the Chazan. First, he starts off and he says, "V'royishu bigdei shliach tzibur arukim." He starts off with a dress. The shliach tzibur shouldn't be wearing shorts or, it sounds like, anything that would have an open foot. Even though this might be appropriate for congregations that are in warm weather or in congregations where the normal dress were to be shorts or a open-toed shoe, nevertheless, shelo yiru graglav, his feet shouldn't be visible. That's a different din for the shliach tzibur than the rest of the tzibur. In the issue footnote 21, he points out that obviously if it's inappropriate for the tzibur to wear those, they likewise can't be wearing those. It's only in very warm places or where the appropriate dress is such that the tzibur might be able to wear this, but the chazan should never dress this way. Then he says, v'ikonis lebeis haknesis rishon v'yetzi achron. He should be the first one in the shul and the last one to leave. V'lo yet tipeish v'sochel, he shouldn't be a foolish person, an ignoramus. Elo sheyeyuchel adaber b'yeshakol, he should understand the needs of the tzibur. Kefi mashatzorach, he should be davening on behalf of the tzibur. He has to know what the tzibur's needs are. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, tov lahader achashuliach tzibur tzadik ben tzadik. The ideal world you should have is your shliach tzibur, somebody who himself is a tzadik, who is the son of a tzadik. Why? Because the tefillah of a tzaddik who is the son of a tzaddik is more likely to be answered for the tzibur rather than the tefillah of a tzaddik who is the son of a rasha. Now the Taz disagrees with this, but this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Umasha cause of a rosh. The rosh writes, "Ain malas hashatz toli biyichus mishpacha." The rosh seems to indicate that we don't look at yichus when we're looking at the who should be the shliach tzibur. We look at the person himself. So that means to imply the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dafilu mishpacha bezuya v'tzadik." As long as he himself is a tzadik, even though he comes from a family of low repute, tov lekari mizera rechokim, he's better to be chosen for the position. But what does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah explains. Rosh Shalom, the Rosh is saying, the Mishnah Berurah says, Gam kein rak she'enu miyuchas. As long as he's not a bad lineage, he's just not a miyuchas dika lineage. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rosh means to apply avol mikol makom ein aviv rasha. You shouldn't select someone whose father was a rasha. Find this similarly by Yitzchok and Rivka when they were davening. It says that Yitzchok's tefillahs were answered because he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, which is more important than a tzaddik ben rasha. Again, the Taz and others disagree because they say a person who's able to overcome such a background, such a person is of a loftier standard. But again, here the Mishnah Berurah does paskin that you should ideally pick a tzaddik ben tzaddik. But certainly today we would allow a tzaddik ben rasha. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, Ein mumim postin. Mumim, blemishes, physical blemishes, aren't posel. They only are posel by kohanim, v'lo b'shliach tzibur. V'adirabba, he says, it would be almost ideal to have a person with blemishes because leiv nishbar v'nidke elokim lo sivzeh. A person who's heartbroken or physically broken, davu with more kavana and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept his tfilos. They won't be sivzeh. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, v'yesh machmirim, he brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, based upon a tshuva from the Chavas Yar, although in the Sharet Zion, in Os Yudalad, he points out that really was only for the Yomim Noroim, but he says, Sama Machmir, that L'chatchila, Hecha De'ika, Roy, V'hogun Chayotzi Bo, if there is somebody who doesn't have the physical blemishes, then it would be preferable to take somebody without the physical blemishes than somebody with physical blemishes, assuming they're equal. And he brings down to look in Sifkot and Mem Aleph in regards to a blind person. The issue footnote number 23 does bring down, Kishiyesh shnei mu'umadim l'shaliach tzibur. The two people that are eligible to be shaliach tzibur. Echot talmud chacham. One is a talmud chacham. Ach rasuk l'kisei galgalim. But he's unfortunately in a wheelchair. Vasheni ain't no talmud chacham. The second one is not an impressive talmud chacham. Ach omid al raglav. But he's qualified to be the chazan otherwise and can stand up. So he brings down from Simon Sadi Dalit, Shekosavnu there in the name of Yavo Yashiv, Sheesh Lahadif as Omid Araglav, that it would be preferable then to take the person who can stand up rather than the person who's unfortunately restricted to a wheelchair. He brings down the Sharetzion over there, Shepsulze Ein Omikra Din, but that is the Dirshu footnote number 23 Psak from Yavo Yashiv. In Sivkot Nudalit, the Mishnah Rura writes, based upon the Mechaber stating Shehei Reikon Me'averos, so he has to be free from sin. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudal writes, over al Hashvua, if a person swore falsely, likewise, Ein Beis HaReikon, he's not called the house free of sin. In other words, if a person swears falsely, he's not roy to be the Shliach Tzibur. The Alpha Bishadayin Lo'idu Alav, even though he hasn't been proven in court that he swore falsely, Mikol Malkom Yesh Lachosh L'Kol, we do have to be concerned with this rumor going about this person, Lahoshi Beis in HaKocha, that is going to set up a Beis and to judge him on this false Shvua, so it's inappropriate for such a person to be the Shliach Tzibur. Even if it's only a certain type of shua called the shua's bitui, and it's for the future, so it hasn't yet been transgressed. Such a person shouldn't be the shliach tzibur. And he brings tells you to look in the El Yeraba over there. Furthermore, he says, "Akosu sham od b'shem mishpat tzedek." The mishu posul machmas averos posul yoshliach tzibur afilu bakroy. Person who is not supposed to be the shliach tzibur because of his averos shouldn't even be on a temporary basis the shliach tzibur. He brings down the prima gadim. However, this is davko b'shloasa tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, if he did do tshuva, then he is allowed to be the shliach tzibur. We'll conclude today's shiur with footnote number 24 in the Dirshu. And he brings down, what about a Mechal Shabbos? So he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Diri Malkiel and the Shelus Tshuvas Zichron Yehuda, She'en L'manosim L'Shliach Tzibur. Such a person should not be the Shliach Tzibur. However, he brings down a Shelus Tshuvas Malamed L'Hoil, who says that people are makel today to allow such a person, they are so mechon, the Shelus Tshuvas Binyan Sion, who says that a Mechal Shabbos today, nowadays, unfortunately, thinks that Shabbos isn't what it used to be. Not like everybody in town knew that Shabbos was Shabbos and a person was Mechal Shabbos, was truly Mechal Shabbos. Today, many people, unfortunately, have the status of Tinok Shenishba, like a child that was taken into captivity from early birth and doesn't really understand Shabbos. And he thinks that's something other frum guys do that. But it's not a real din. And even if he does it with a Hesya, so this is the approach of the Binyan Sion, that such a person could be a Chazan, and he brings down, this is also the approach of the Goyin Rav Henkin Zatzal, and this is certainly an opinion that can be relied upon. This concludes today's shiur.